Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm excited about this week. We've been through a lot of spiritual warfare coming off of the month of Tishri, entering into Heshvan, and of course, the remembering of Noah going in to the ark on Heshvan 17, and he comes out on Heshvan 27 a year and 10 days later. This is around 2349 BC that this happened. And so this month of Heshvan has been the month of cleansing rains. We've gone through some purification, had some warfare. Warfare always reveals where God is purifying us and where he's taking us to next levels. And so it's a time of introspection. It's a time of looking at ourselves and seeing that God is cleansing things around us in our environments. He's exposing a tremendous amount. He's taking governments to next levels. And we're getting ready to come up on the 12th month in the Gregorian calendar, which is a governmental month on the Gregorian calendar. And so this is the end of November. And on Saturday, November 30th, we will enter into the Hebrew month of Kislev. It is the third month on the civil calendar. That's since the month of Tishri. And it is the ninth month on the religious calendar, which means since Nisan. So this is a time where we are preparing ourselves not only for great celebrations in the natural. We have Thanksgiving actually on Heshvan 27, which would have been the day that Noah would have gotten out of the ark. Wow, what a great celebration on that day of Thanksgiving. It doesn't always happen like that every year, but here in the Gregorian calendar year of 2024, and in the Hebrew year 5785, Heshvan 27 is Thanksgiving Day, November 28th in the United States of America. Now, it's not Thanksgiving Day in every other nation, but in the United States, it is a time of gratefulness, a time of thanksgiving, a time where we remember to be grateful because God is faithful and because he is an amazing Father. He is indeed the Father of lights, and he comes to bring us good gifts. James chapter 1 verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. And so it's a time to be grateful for all that we have. So it's cleansing rains, it's gratefulness, and now we're coming up on Kislev, Saturday, November 30th. So what does that mean? It's going to be the month of hope. Kislev comes from the Hebrew word kesel, which means hope. So it's a time of hope. It's a time of dreams. It's a time of miracles. And it's a time of fresh oil or fresh anointing flowing upon your life. Yes, I just had a dream last night that God is getting ready to properly position you to be in certain environments. You don't even need to be touched. You don't even need a transference of the anointing of God, because God's going to get you in certain environments with certain leaders. And the anointing on their lives is simply going to overflow upon you. The anointings on their ministries, or the special glory aspects that God has blessed their ministries with, is going to come upon you. Yes, I saw it in a dream. God had me properly positioned near certain ministry leader. I didn't even need to be touched by them, but there was an overflow in that ministry that shifted my way of thinking. Now, come on, I'm speaking to you prophetically. So you're going to get near some people. You're going to get around some of their ministries, and you're going to begin to receive anointings that's going to shift your mindset so you can step into miracles. This is a time where God is going to release fresh oil upon your life. You're going to grow then in a new confidence in your mantle, and you're going to start to operate in some miracles. I'm excited because I'm going to be going to Finland in just a few weeks, and there I'm doing a conference on miracles and mindsets, mindset shifts and mantles and miracles. It's going to be a great time because that's what God does this month of Kislev, which is also here in December, the Gregorian calendar month, the 12th month, the month of government. So change and shift happens in December. Of course, it's a time where we remember the festival of dedication or the festival of lights. It is a special time where Jesus was even present in remembrance of the great event where the Maccabees stood up during the defilement of the temple and they fought back at the Greek and Syrian army that came against them. And they retrieved a vial of oil and it lit one small vial, which there's one vial for one day, but one vial lasted 8 days. Eight is the number of new beginnings. One vial lasted eight days and miracles began to happen. So we're coming up on Miracle Month. We're coming up on the month of dreams being made manifest. I'm getting excited. And of course, as we celebrate this week with Thanksgiving, we are thankful to the Lord, our Father of lights, who gives us good and perfect gifts. But we are also remembering Noah, who came out of the ark. My gosh, there's a lot that's going on this week. But God is releasing a special anointing upon your life. Now listen, I'm seeing in the spirit realms that you don't even need to be present at the meetings of certain leaders in which God intends to shift your anointing. You simply need to be in their presence on video, media, anything. But God, what he's intended for you, he's going to get to you. Okay, so that's what he was showing me in the dream, that they don't even have to know who you are. The thing that God wants to put upon you is going to come to you. It's even going to come to you in dreams, visions. You're going to be transported. There's going to be a supernatural manifestation that happens to you for a new and fresh anointing that you're getting ready to receive. See, now this is good. This means that you don't even have to be in close proximity of the leader. God can send you there in a dream, in a vision. He could transport you supernaturally. I mean, however you want to look at it, there is going to be a way that you're going to be near the anointing that God wants to drop upon you, and then he's indeed going to do it. So I need somebody's faith to increase in this place, okay? Because God is getting ready to give you a transference of a new and fresh anointing, fresh oil upon your life, and he's going to do it in supernatural ways. And that those that God is going to send to you in dreams, those that God is going to connect you with, they don't even have to know you. They don't even have to know you. They don't have to know anything about who you are, where you've been, what you've done, or even what your ministry is. But your faith needs to be increased at this time because God has set you apart in favor for a release of new and fresh anointings in this time and season. And listen, this is very, very important. There was a lot of warfare this past week. Whoa. But listen, warfare will precede. It will come before promotion. But it will then prove promotion, okay? It does both work. See, the enemy can't take from you what God intended, but he sure can make you fight in the spirit realms and in the natural realms in order to obtain that which God has promised you. So listen, I just want to encourage you. God is going to bless you, and he's going to bless you immensely, just as he did Noah. He protected Noah in that ark, and then he called him out on Heshvan 27, which is going to be November 28th. And then, of course, we're flipping over into Kislev, which is like super, super exciting. And that's where we're going to be for the whole month of December. So this is a time of celebration. And listen, that enemy, he don't want you celebrating for anything. But listen, God wants you to celebrate. Let's celebrate right now. Woohoo! Somebody give me a high five. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate God. Let's celebrate his positioning for you in the kingdom, because God has got great things for you and he is giving you a divine setup. So expect some phone calls this week. Expect some invitations. Expect that your dreams are going to be more vivid this week, because as we come up on Kislev, Kislev is the month of hope, the month of dreams, the month of miracles. So God is preparing us for that at this time. And listen, if you don't already have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you need to get it so you can start off the month of Kislev. People all over the world are using this book as a prayer journal. They're reading the prophetic revelations. They're coming into agreement. They're seeing signs, miracles, and wonders in their own life. I get testimonies all the time of people that have read this book or reading it every day and receiving a prophetic revelation. And so I just want to encourage you, start off the month of Kislev, which is special time. Grab a few copies and give them out as Christmas gifts. There's nothing more special than for somebody to receive a prophetic word that has been proven and straight from the Hebrew calendar. See, God doesn't change. He does the same thing every single month, every single year. You just had to get on board with his ship. That's what I'm saying. See, instead of going in the opposite direction, get in the wave with God. It's not your fault. It's not my fault. We happen to be born at a time and season where the Gregorian calendar was the number one way of understanding God. It's no way at all. It came from the Council of Nicaea back in AD 425. It is a document that gets us all on a calendar that is not God's calendar. Let's get back on God's calendar that he set aside as his time when he spoke to Moses in the month of Nisan, when he said to Moses, hey, Moses, let this be the first day of your brand new year. Right after he was calling them to exit, leave Egypt and go into the promised land, they were to start a brand new year, and it was with the Hebrew calendar. So let's get on board with what God is doing, and let's celebrate the feasts. Let's celebrate the festivals. Let's come together during the solemn assemblies that God is calling for. Let us know and understand this stuff, because you know what? God is coming back for a people that have prepared a place for him. And he intends to adhere to his calendar. So grab a hold of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. I have it on sale. Whoa, hallelujah. Yes, starting on Thursday is a Black Friday sale. Come on, you want to get many copies for yourself, because everything is 25% off in my store. So make sure you put the code in. There's a special code. I'll put it here in the comments. Make sure you go on my website and place an order and get as many copies of 365 Hebrew calendar as you possibly can. Every single day you can read a prophetic revelation. People tell me it is so accurate. They say, I get up in the morning and I read your revelations, which came straight from heaven. And listen, we tested them for more than 5 years. Now listen, I've been hearing from the Lord on this for almost 2 decades. But 5 years we tested these prophetic revelations and they came out accurate, the same ones every year. See, you don't got to be a rocket scientist here. And especially if you're learning how to prophesy correctly, hear what God is telling you, then go to my book and test it out. Because my book has got exact scriptures for exact times and seasons of what's happening every single day for 365 days a year. So this is going to be a very helpful manual, a helpful resource for you. But this is an exciting time. It is a time where God is getting us ready to carry the miraculous, to carry new and fresh anointings. Come on, don't you want to come into the beginning of the year, the Gregorian calendar year on January 1st, and walk in a new and fresh anointing? Well, I saw the release last night in a dream. And what was so amazing about it is it made me shift my thinking. And I actually received it. I was like, wow, these people don't even know who I am. And I'm receiving an anointing from their ministry. And it's just, I was in just the right place. God had put me in this place. They didn't know who I was. So listen, there was a lot in that dream where God's saying, listen, I'm releasing things to you right where you're at. And listen, I'm going to pray for you right now. For those of you who want to release something special, receive something special from this ministry, from Candace Smith and Ministries, or from Dream Mentors, I just impart to you right now in the mighty name of Yeshua, release and receive right now. Get a prophetic revelation of the Hebrew calendar. Learn to prophesy clearly. Have your faith increase. Here's an anointing for wealth and supernatural financial blessing. In the name of Jesus, come on. God has got great things for you. Whew, I feel a fire coming on right now. Come on, I feel God's fire right now. Come on, some of y'all need a healing. Receive that impartation, not only for your soul to be healed, you to be healed yourself, but whew, that you would be a carrier of that, that you would be one who would receive a special impartation to go forth and be one that can declare and decree healing over another and see their bodies healed, see their minds healed, see their souls healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on, I feel it right now. God is calling you forth. And I believe you're going to have a sign that is going to reveal that you have been permanently shifted into another realm. And listen, I did say that in my dream that I think some of you are going to be transported. Listen, you're going to go from one place to another in the realms of your dreams, and God is going to release at that point this new and fresh anointing. How many of you know nothing can stop God? This is why I'm saying you don't have to be in the touching vicinity of anybody. God will somehow position you to receive what it is that he wants you to receive right where you're at. I can remember when I was growing up in the faith, I would watch a lot of Christian television, just a tremendous amount. I sat under a lot of anointings through television. At that time, we didn't have internet. There was no social media. You didn't have a smartphone like we have today. And I received special touches and impartations and anointing straight through the media. They totally transformed who I am. And ultimately today, who my ministry is, that you get the opportunity to receive from. So media is a key aspect in transference of anointings. The glory of the Lord can come and meet you right where you're at, just as you sit and listen to somebody who is speaking the word of God. The word of God goes out. It does not return void. It accomplishes that for which God sent it. God comes to perform his word, and God has called you, anointed you, appointed you, and set you apart. And now he is mantling you. See, there are these new and fresh anointings that are coming. They're becoming mantles with new assignments, and God is getting things properly positioned. You know, you might have received from last month's message about new mantles, new assignments, and new angels that God had put something upon you, but you weren't yet operating in it. And so, I just declare and decree today, you know, and I said that like 4 weeks ago, that you'll begin to start walking it out, that the manifestations of that mantle are going to come forth, and that you're going to begin to operate in a new and fresh fire anointing. Oil is a key aspect in December because it was the vial of oil that was left over after the desecration of the temple, the fighting back of the Maccabees to save the temple, that the temple would be made new and there would be a new and fresh oil deposited on the inside of it, inside of that temple. And so I believe that for you. Jesus is the light of the world. You have his light on the inside of you. Come on, declare it and decree it over yourself. I have the light of God on the inside of me. And everywhere that the light comes forth, it reveals darkness and expels darkness in the name of Yeshua. And with that, then there will be a fresh release of fresh oil and fresh anointing upon your life. Come on, let's get excited. All right. So listen, Thanksgiving's coming up. Call a friend, call somebody and say, hey, listen, God bless you. God bless you with new and fresh oil. God bless you with finances. God bless you with everything that you need. Come on, just take this blessing that has come forth from this video and go and bless somebody else. Go and share with somebody else. It's a time for gratefulness. It's a time for Thanksgiving. So new and fresh oil is coming, fresh anointings from heaven. So listen, if you want to get yourself ready for the beginning of the year and learn to be a Christian life coach, want to learn to be a biblical life coach, want to start off your year carrying fresh anointings to help other people, consider signing up for our Soul Transformation classes or Dream Mentors Basic Biblical Life Coaching course. You get to hear from my husband and I. We teach on video, but then we have facilitators that will take you through the class, the entire 12-week class, and you walk out with a credential or certificate. We give you amazing strategies, not only to help yourself and to help transform your soul, but that you can use with others. These are proven strategies, more than 20 years of doing this in ministry and seeing God do amazing results It's a time to get in alignment with God and begin to be launched in the ministry. Come on, a fresh oil is coming. You need to properly position yourself. So go to dreamminters.org and sign up today. New classes start in January. You don't want to miss them. Let's get right with God in January and get the proper education that we need to branch out in the ministries that God has called us to. I'm excited. We have so many testimonies. You can watch some of those online when you go to dreamminters.org. Reach out to us, fill out a form. We'll have somebody call you and talk with you about what this program is all about and how it's going to be a blessing to you. One of our classes is called The Mantle of God. You want to learn all about the mantle of God. You want to learn how to come into an understanding of the mantle that God has given you. And we also talk about the mantle that Jesus had, the mantle that Joseph had. This is a ministry builder's course because it is very, very personal. All right. Not only are you learning about the mantles of others, but you're learning about the mantle that God has given you. And it's being compared and it's being connected with the mantles of Jesus, with corporate mantles, individual mantles. So it's very, very intensive, but excellent resource. So think about joining us at dreammentors.org. See, there's a lot that's going on. Now, we're coming up on January. I have so many events that I'm going to be ministering at, and I want to meet you. So I'm going to be going to Canada on November 9th, 10th, and 11th, doing the Ascend Conference with Isaac Petrie, with Joshua Fowler, with Sarah Miracle, and with host Barry Miracle, right there in Ottawa, Canada. If you are anywhere around Canada or you want to fly in, listen, this is going to be an epic weekend. You don't want to miss it. Come and fly into Ottawa, Canada, and join us for 3 days. You want to learn how to ascend, live in the realms of the ascension. Do you want to change some things about your life? I do these ascension classes every single month. You can come and be a part of those, but there's nothing like being in the same room with people that know and understand living in the realms of the ascension. In ascension, you understand that you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. We say that, but what does it mean? So come and join us in Ottawa, Canada. You can go to barrymiracle.com, go to my Facebook at Candace Smitherman for more information. Sign up at candacesmitherman.com to be on my email list, and you'll get more information about how you can be a part of that. Then I'm also going to be in Virginia, in Charlottesville, Virginia. I'm going to be doing a conference there called Bridge the Gap. That's going to be on the 11th of January. I'm sorry, on the 17th of January. I'm ministering at Heart of the Home Ministries as well that weekend. Charlottesville, Bridgewater. Then I'm going to be in Houston, Texas for the Crown Conference. Now listen, you don't want to miss this. This is going to be with Pastor Callie Gray. Amazing. She's absolutely phenomenal. This is the Crowned with Fire Conference. There are going to be amazing leaders at this event. We have, oh my gosh, just to name a few, you know, Jenny Donnelly is going to be there. We're going to also have Leanne Goff. We're going to have Jesse Green, Pastor Cindy Mooring, her and her husband, Pastor Todd, they pastor Celebration of Life Church right there in Houston, Texas. Lance Walnow is going to be there. I mean, there's so many leaders that are going to be there. It's going to be a truly amazing time. You want to come out. Last year, there was almost 3,000 people that attended that conference. You want to receive a fresh anointing at the beginning of the year, fresh fire? Come out and join us in Houston, Texas, on January 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And I will be ministering on the 26th at the Celebration of Life Church right there in Baytown, Texas as well. So we have got some amazing things going on. I even think I have Wednesday night, January 29th. I'm going to be with Alan DeDeo at Encounter Ministries. His Encounter Today ministry that he has in Charlotte, North Carolina as well. So these are some great times to get yourself in perfect alignment in January. When you sign up on my email list, you're going to find out where I'm at. But I want to know you. I want to get to know you. I want you to become a part of my Glory Road community. Join my Ascension classes. The next one is December 9th at 12 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Eastern. These are amazing opportunities for you to tap into this fresh anointing I'm talking about for living in the realms of the Ascension. Are you ready to step in to understanding how to release the resources of heaven into the earth? Are you ready to learn how to crack the time code? Are you ready to step into a new and fresh understanding of eternity? If this is you, do not waste your time looking for other opportunities that are not going to help you go to the realms of the ascension, but come and join me. So sign up. I'll put some links right here in the Facebook, in the YouTube. Sign up on my website too. We send you a Zoom link. You can come on with me, 12 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Eastern, all over the world. People come on from all different time zones. You just, go on to Google and find out what 12 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Eastern is in your area. And you'll have that Zoom link sent to you, and you can come and join us for an hour and a half. That's my Glory Road community. And you get to meet other pastors and leaders all over the world. I get testimonies from people saying they're making friendships with people all over the world and doing ministry with them because they're on their phone calls with us. So you do not want to miss this. Now listen, let me pray for you, because this is an exciting time. This month of December that we're coming into, a month of order and governmental alignment, but also a month of oil being released, fresh oil, miracles, dreams. Your dream life is going to expand. And transportation. You're going to be transported, translated, moved into another realm by faith as a result of the fact that God is trying to put something on you. And so he's going to properly position you any way he can. He's going to give you favor so that you can accomplish that which he has called you to. So, whew, this is powerful. I feel the fire of God right now. I want to pray for you. Father, I praise you and I thank you in the name of Yeshua. Those that are watching right now, I just speak fire to them right now. Fire in the name of Yeshua. And this fire would come upon you and stir you and revive you and cause you to step into the next realms of heaven, that your eyes would be open, that you would dream dreams, see visions, you would prophesy, you would begin to tap into the fresh oil that's coming upon you, that you would slip into God's divine plan just as Moses did, just like Moses was in safety. But then he was released in a fresh moment in which all of humanity came from Noah. We are the generations of Noah. And so, Father, I thank you that my friend is going to do mighty and powerful exploits for you with a new and fresh anointing. Noah needed that when he got out of the ark. We need that now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Whew, hallelujah. Just feel that fire right now. Lord, I just praise you and I thank you. I see in the spirit somebody's having some issues with their knees. Right now, I speak to your knees, the pain in your knees to go away right now, to be released in the name of Yeshua, your muscles to be released right now, cartilage to grow back in your knees, that there would be all throughout your knees, there would be a special padding in your knees right now. Even any knee replacements that have taken place, I just speak cartilage to come right now in the name of Yeshua. Where there's metal, that metal would turn to bone and to cartilage right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. And you would have no pain when you walk in your knees, in your ankles, in your feet, in your toes, right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Whew, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoo, give me a high five. All right, listen, this is a special time. Let's give thanks to the Lord. Let's give thanks with a grateful heart, because he is the lover of our souls. Let us lift up our prayers, our requests, and our supplications to God with thanksgiving during this time. I know it's been a rough week, but listen, God is redeeming last week, and he is positioning you with new and fresh anointings in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, come on, pass this on. Go and give somebody the good news, and I will see you next week for the brand new word as we fully enter into Kislev in the mighty name of Yeshua. All right, be blessed. We'll see you next time.